This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Gosford Park, outside Market Hill, where Paula McIntyre is standing by her stove at the Armagh County Agricultural Show and Country Festival. How are you?
I'm great, John. Yeah, the sun is shining in Armagh and there's a great buzz about the place. It's really fantastic. 175th year of Armagh's show, so no better place to be.
And a big crowd already?
Really big crowd, yeah. I had a big crowd at 9:30 this morning. A big queue on the road, so it's all good.
And I heard Helen Mark was doing a piece from there earlier on Your Place of Mine, talking about the horticulture and the animals and the baked goods and the kind of best in show and all the rest. And so
There's a great smell.
Is there?
There's a great smell of, you know, there's a lot of food trucks here. We've got in the where I'm in here now, John, in the food hall, we've cider, we've cheeses, bread, milk, you name it. It's all from Armagh. It's fantastic.
And you're doing this wee nod to the Orchard County in your recipe
absolutely.
For today. So
why
it's
not?
Slow
why
roast
not?
Pork with apple gravy,
yes.
Rosemary, potato, and cider kebabs.
Yes. So, John, I think the thing about it is pork's still relatively cheap. And if you buy a pork shoulder, you know, with that nice layer, a bit of fat on it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get that lovely crackling. And you want to get crackling that's not going to, you know, wreck the teeth on you. So the key to it is, you know, just to score the fat on top of the skin, on top of the pork shoulder. Boil up your kettle and pour the boiling hot water all over the fat. And that kind of seals it a bit. And then if you just pat that dry, and then I normally just put a wee tiny bit of oil into a frying pan, put it down, fat side down, and let that all crisp up nicely.
Okay.
And then seal the pork all over on, you know, on all sides. Slip that into a wee pot or a roasting tray, but in the bottom put in a bit of apple, of Armagh apple, obviously, some celery and a bit of onion, just peel it and quarter it. And then that sort of gives you an even cooking, you know, of your pork if you set it on top of that. And then just slip in a wee bit of cider and some stock at the bottom. You see the top of it, just to get a nice bit of flavour. Just whisk up some English mustard powder with a bit of dry cider and some honey, and just brush that all over the top of it. Nice
like
bit of
paste.
Salt. That's it. And just brush that all over into a hot oven just to get that nice and crisped up. And you'll see it crisping. And then after a while, just you know, maybe about 20 minutes hot oven, turn it down.
So by hot oven, you mean what, like 200?
About 210, 210.
210, right.
My ovens, I don't know, John. So you know the way an oven just goes on you funny?
Mm-hmm.
They take against you, don't they? I just don't know where I'm up to with it at the moment. You know, that kind of way. We're not having a good relationship with the garden. It's destructive, John. But anyway, I'm, to be honest with you, between you and me, it's a good job I'm away from the kitchen. I'm thinking I'm getting red, you know. So anyway, so just, you know, if you put your face in the oven, it's nice and hot, you know, and then turn it down and put a lid on it or foil on it and just let it cook away slowly. And then what I normally do at the end is just take away the lid or take away the, you know, when it's nice and fork tender, Give it another wee blast and a hot heat, or even under the grill, just to crisp that pork up.
So how long do you cook at the lower heat? How long do you cook the pork?
About 2 hours, really, maybe 2.5, yeah. And then take that out and rest it. You see all those lovely juices that have come out there, and you've got the lovely soft apple, and you've got that cider permeating through it, and then all those lovely, you know, flavourings, the honey and everything. Just blend that all up, and that'll give you the best gravy, like a gravy apple sauce all in one. And just, you know, the other thing is about the spuds, and we've got the Cumber Earlys in at the moment now. So if you can get some Cumber Earlys, roughly around the same size, give them a wee scrub, and then just stick a skewer into them, and then thread them all together with a stick of rosemary. Put that on, put them onto a tray.
What do you mean thread them together?
So just to use the rosemary as a skewer, just to hold them, and that'll give them a lovely flavour as well.
All right. So
you need to poke them. Poke them in through with a skewer to make a hole in the first place, and then put the rosemary stalks, just to hold about five of them together.
But you couldn't lift that, though. You couldn't lift a stick of rosemary with...
Okay, you can.
Could you?
It's not my old rosemary. You know, maybe that's not rosemary you get in the shop. But even then, you can sort of hold it like a bit of string.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the way, if your neighbours or somebody around you had rosemary, and you could just... Take a wee few sticks off them when they were in the dead of night, or ask them kindly. Because you know the way lucky people have rosemary. I always see people with rosemary that's taken over the garden. I think, are they lucky? No, aren't they?
Instead of a weed.
Yeah, exactly. But it's great. So just skewer them onto that, put them onto a lightly oiled tray, and then pour in some cider. Brush the top of the potatoes with a bit of oil and some salt, and then give them a good roast, but keep turning them around until they've absorbed the cider.
Mm-hmm.
So you know those fondant potatoes you get, you know, cook and butter and stock, and they're lovely. But these are a really good sort of a lighter alternative, because you're just using oil and you're using the rest of the cider that you would have used for your sauce. So, and they just take up that lovely kind of, you know, just that lovely tanginess. And you get these beautiful, really beautiful soft potatoes that are golden and crispy on the outside, that have this just lovely flavour of cider sort of on the outside, and just perfect with the pork. And if you don't want to be bothered skewering them, just stick them into the tray and throw a couple of sprigs of rosemary on top.
Yeah.
You do get a nice flavour, and they look nice, so that's the thing.
Sounds gorgeous. Slow roast pork with apple gravy, rosemary, potato and cider kebabs. Recipes here if you give us a call on 0303 80 55 55. It's also on the website, and you can just use it there straight away for your very own self. Are you judging anything today? Best of
I
breed
am.
Or
there's
any?
A school. Yes. No. No. Not. No.
Not doing the Herefords.
No.
Or the
I wish it was. No,
belted
no,
Galloways.
No. I'm doing better than that. There's a school's cooking competition happening at the same time, so I'm doing a wee couple of demos, and then there's other people doing demos, and then the kids are competing in between. Now I've just had a beautiful bacon, cabbage and potato pie and potato apple. So there you are. That was the first competition, and it was absolutely fantastic.
I have to tell you, there's a lot of very hungry people in the studio today.
Yes,
We have four people in studio, four guests in studio.
Right,
yes,
right.
For the first time in 2 years, 3 years.
And they're ripping.
And they are staring me down, I have to say. Thinking, where is she? Why is she not? Why is she not cooking this for us?
Well, if you're at Armagh's show today, I've got a wee dish of this ready for
everybody. Right, so we'll all jump in the car. The show and head down. Gosford Park is the place to be for the Armagh County Agriculture Show and Country Festival. And BBC are out and about then next week. Conor Phillips and Hugo Duncan and all the rest too. Paula, it's great to talk to you.
You too,
from
John.
A distance.
I'll
thanks a million
soon.
For that.
Yeah.
All the best. Have a good day down in Armagh. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.